Mitchell Stark, it's very nice to see you in the country and see you at Headingley. It's been a strange 2 weeks for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Been spending a lot more time in the air than on the ground, unfortunately, but happy to be here now and hopefully get on with some cricket tomorrow if the sun comes out.
Feels like a long time ago now. I was watching you playing for Australia in the West Indies in that third test match. Talk us through your kind of playing route since then, because you came back from the Caribbean to Australia, you came back here, you got in the country but then had to go back and get your visa sorted out. It's been a massive load of flights for you.
Yeah, it's sort of been back and forth. Got back from the West Indies, had a couple of days at home to sort of change over and get the warm stuff in the suitcase and head over, and obviously there's unfortunate stuff happened with the visa, and got to come up to Leeds for a couple of days, but then had to head back to Australia to sort it out. So I was home for about 4 or 5 days and then came back over, got through, back here now in Leeds and looking forward to getting some cricket under my belt again.
Got a few internal flights back home as well, I understand, to get your paperwork sorted out.
Yeah, I was down to Canberra a couple of times to the British High Commission to fast track everything, but so I think it was about 14 flights in 12 days or something like that, but hopefully I don't see a plane for a few more days.
It's ridiculous though in this day and age, isn't it, when you can communicate with people all the way around the world that you have to go back to get your paperwork rather than get it sorted out here. I know there was some hope ahead of Bristol that could be done.
Yeah, there's a bit of hope there. I headed down to Heathrow in my plane kit ready to go, but it couldn't be done. It's unfortunate, but these things happen. So, like I said, I'm here now, and so I can put the rest behind us, but get on with the cricket.
And you're looking to play in the one-day game tomorrow?
That's the plan. Hopefully the sun comes out and the rain stays away, but if I can get on tomorrow, I'll be looking forward to it.
What can the Yorkshire public expect from Mitchell Stark then? 22 years old, fairly tall, left arm, a bit speedy.
Yeah, well, hopefully I can offer a few wickets to the side and contribute to a few wins. You know, if I can contribute in any way I can with the battle of the ball to a few Yorkshire wins, and in that overall goal to try and to get the team back into the first division, I think that's the plan for me. So yeah, I'm just looking to contribute and hopefully please the crowds and, you know, just do my bit for the team.
How did the move to Yorkshire come up? Was it Jason Gillespie that contacted you, or how did it all come about?
Originally I was in the IPL auction, but there was a bit of chatting with my manager about the possibility of playing some county cricket, and I figured with the Ashes coming up and back-to-back Ashes coming up next year, and the chance to come and play some cricket in England, I haven't done that before, so the chance to play some longer format cricket rather than 2020 cricket, I thought that was better for my development, so pulled out of the IPL auction a couple of days before the auction, and happened to link up with Jason and Phil as well. Here, they're both the Australians here with Yorkshire. So, I think that's the best thing for my development and best thing moving forward for me.
Jason Gillespie, I mean, he's obviously the first team coach here at Yorkshire, but you'll know him from growing up watching him play for Australia. He's a role model for you, but also a good mentor to have here.
Definitely, yeah. Having him here as the coach just helps me as well with my development. But had him last year as the bowling coach on the Australia A Tour to Zimbabwe. So I've had a bit to do with Jason now, obviously watching him as I was growing up on TV. So he's great to have around and can only help me in my development as well.
He obviously saw something in you in that tour then, because he's obviously brought you here, so he saw something you liked.
Well, hopefully, yeah. Having him on that tour was great. I just came back from an injury, so having him on the tour to sort of pick his brain about bowling. Obviously, he's been there and done all of it before and done a great job at it. So to have those guys around you is only going to help you. It's not going to harm you in any way. So if I can learn anything from Jason, it's the goal.
How long are you going to be with Yorkshire? You've got an Australia A tour coming up where they're coming to England as well later on in the summer, but is it a full season around that?
It hasn't really been sorted out yet, so at the moment I think I'm here until the beginning of that A series. There's a bit of talk whether I play on through the A series or play with the Australian A team, so nothing's been cemented yet. I'm just looking forward to playing that first game on hopefully tomorrow, but hopefully I can stay on and help the side out as much as I can.
And watching you, looking at your stats and stuff, you certainly in that third test as well, that you're no mug with the bat either, so you can get some runs down the order for Yorkshire as well.
Well, yeah, hopefully I can contribute with that. You know, I used to be a wicketkeeper, so I've only been bowling for about 6 years.
You're quite a tall wicketkeeper.
Yeah, well, I think that was the main thing with the move. But, I enjoy my batting and work hard at it, so if I can contribute with the bat as well, it's it's going to help the team and it's hopefully going to contribute to a few wins.
What did you know about Yorkshire cricket before you came across?
Not too much. I know a few of the guys that have come here. I've spoken to a few guys back in Australia about playing at Headingley as well. But my mum mentioned to me before I left that my great-grandfather was born in Yorkshire. So
really?
That was a bit of an eye-opener to me. But I don't know too much about it. It's the first time I've been to England, so I'm looking to learn a lot playing here as well.
Phil Jakes' dad was born in Sheffield, I think, there. So we've got Yorkshire Aussies in the camp.
Well, yeah, it looks that way. So, but yeah, it's good to have those two Aussies around as well. And the lads seem a great bunch of guys and very welcoming. So, looking forward to getting on the field with them.
How have you found the rest of the squad? Anybody impressed you that you didn't know about?
Well, obviously, I saw a bit of Johnny Bairstow before he's obviously gone off and played for England now and done quite well in his first innings. But having guys like Ryan Sobottom as well, who've experienced guys that have played cricket for England, I can learn a lot from him playing here. Obviously, I haven't played at all in England yet, but if I can pick his brains as well about bowling at Headingley and in England, it's going to be a plus for me.
And English conditions are completely different to Australian conditions. You're going to have to obviously get used to that. But you mentioned Johnny Bairstow there. Joe Root's been tipped for an England call-up at some stage in the future. So we could see you running in the Australian colours, bowling to those two in the future years.
Yeah, well, potentially I could be running in for Australia Road bowling to, Joe Root or Johnny Bairstow if he's not in the Test team at the time. But I haven't had a hit out with the boys yet. So I'm looking forward to hopefully playing with them tomorrow and then getting some good bowling under the belt against them as well.
It's great to see you on the ground. First of all, good to see you in Yorkshire and good luck for the summer.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.